Good morning.
Good morning.
What a great convention. Was this fantastic or what?
At the Democratic State Convention in Rye Brook last spring, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo was passionate about the need to end business as usual.
We need to restore the public trust in government. When you go throughout this state from Montauk to Buffalo, you hear over and over and over again the betrayal people feel towards the government.
Candidate Cuomo released a 200-page blueprint for a new New York that includes proposals for major reforms of the state's campaign finance laws. The laws are considered some of the most lax in the nation. A Cuomo ad tries to drive the reform message home.
New Yorkers agree. Albany is a mess. It's overrun by lobbyists and special interests. But Andrew Cuomo has a tough 20-point plan to clean up Albany, including restricting lobbyist contributions and ending pay-to-play where powerful corporations buy access. Go to cleanupalbany.com.
But the ads and speeches describe something aspirational. Andrew Cuomo is waging a campaign in New York's current political reality. This includes the entirely legal practice of accepting millions of dollars from limited liability companies who have only to provide the State Board of Elections with their company name, an address, and a check number. Number 4, Executive Boulevard in Suffern, comes up 14 times on Cuomo's latest campaign filings. Outside of 4 Executive Boulevard, the official flags and large New York State Thruway Authority sign suggest a government building. According to tax records, the 4-story office building is owned by Executive Associates North 2, LLC. Executive Associates has a 10-year lease for $3.7 million with the Thruway Authority. The tax bill goes to Suite 200, which is in an office occupied by Sheldon Goldstein. Goldstein, his family, and their companies have been generous donors to Governor Mario Cuomo and Attorney General Andrew Cuomo's campaigns for decades. In the 1980s, Goldstein was appointed by Governor Mario Cuomo to chair the State University Construction Fund. On the first floor, Suite 100's plate glass door carries 7 corporate names, including some on Andrew Cuomo's donor list.
How are you today?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm Bob Hemingway,
WNYC Public Radio. I'm a reporter.
And I'm doing a story on, I guess it's Multifamily Management Services, LLC, Multifamily Management, Philadelphia, LLC, and suddenly on the door.
Okay.
There's a number of campaign contributions that come from this for Andrew Cuomo. So I was just trying to find out who the press contact would be for the Multifamily Management Services, LLC.
You mean the CEO of the company?
Whoever handles press calls, whoever would be the person I should directly include to. Thanks.
It's just a little confusing because they're all on the door, so I don't know which one.
The most prominent name on the door is Arco Management, founded by Sheldon Goldstein and taken over in the 1980s by his son Jeffrey. Arco is not listed among Cuomo's current donors. But since 2002, the Goldsteins have given more than $300,000 in donations, either individually or through their multiple companies. Arco has received millions of dollars in contracts with HUD, the Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency, under both Democratic and Republican administrations. During the Clinton administration, while Andrew Cuomo was HUD secretary, the value of Arco's contracts increased significantly. A spokesperson for the Cuomo campaign says that because of his longtime friendship with the Goldsteins, Cuomo recused himself from matters involving Arco while he was at HUD.
It's sometimes hard to know. You could have different suites here.
Right,
from different companies.
Right, so there's a conversation to Andrew Cuomo from our Philly office, correct?
Right. It's something called Trends Urban Renewal Association.
Trends Urban Renewal is upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure out if this was a state building or not, if it was like the Thruway Authority or something. It looks very official.
Thruway Authority's on the fourth floor.
Okay.
So why corporations give to certain candidates, right?
Right.
How did you get this name?
Oh, because it's on, this is what they have. It comes from the Board of Elections.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Outside Suite 200 is assigned for the Lindmark Group. The office door has dark one-way glass and a sturdy combination door handle lock. Visitors can only reach someone inside over a telephone.
Yes, is this Trends Urban Renewal Association?
The female voice on the other end of the phone intercom asks, who wants to know?
Public Radio, how are you? Good. Well, I'm doing a story. It turns out that 4 Executive Boulevard has been one of the most generous addresses to the campaign of Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. So I have run the list of all of the 4 Executive Boulevard contributors, and Trends Urban Renewal came up on the list, and we're providing people who made, I guess in the case of Trends Urban, a $10,000 contribution an opportunity to comment on why they want Andrew Cuomo for governor.
From this encounter, I confirm the Trans Urban Renewal is linked to Sheldon Goldstein.
Mr. Goldstein. Oh, is he the same?
Andrew Cuomo represented Goldstein while he was working as a private lawyer, including on Goldstein's bid to buy the 20,000-acre Sterling Forest in Orange County before it was preserved. During Governor Mario Cuomo's tenure, Arco Property Management Company was selected to run 2 large public housing projects in Manhattan and Brooklyn. They went on to manage tens of thousands of low-income units with contracts in 23 states. A current HUD spokesman confirms that ARCO's work goes back to the 1980s, and it was an assistant to Cuomo, not Andrew Cuomo, who picked ARCO for its expanded role.
Good morning, Burlington
Justice.
How may I help you?
Chiara Torres-Spelsi is a lawyer and campaign finance expert with the NYU Law School's Brennan Center for Justice. She says New York State used to be a national leader on campaign finance regulation, but now voters are at a real disadvantage in finding out who is giving what. And the Cuomo filings are not unusual.
Well, I think what you've stumbled upon is what we in the campaign finance world refer to as New York State's LLC loophole. And that loophole is one of many loopholes which have rendered New York State's campaign finance system basically meaningless.
So how does the game work?
The way that the LLC loophole works is if you're an individual, you can spend $150,000 per year on politics in New York. But if you're incredibly rich, you don't want to stop at $150,000. And so the way to get around that is you set up a set of limited liability companies. So those are the LLCs. And each LLC itself can give an additional $150,000.
Torres-Spelsi says the public perception is that big money is buying politics.
If you feel that the fix is in and that politicians are only listening to people with a huge amount of money, then you can feel, why bother?
The Goldsteins never responded to multiple requests for comment. Former Governor Mario Cuomo did not respond to a phone message and email asking for his comments on the 30-year Cuomo-Goldstein relationship. A spokesman for the Andrew Cuomo gubernatorial campaign said his proposed reforms include closing the limited liability company's loophole. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.